You're listening to SBS News.
Moscow's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, is in the disputed territory of Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, overseeing fortification works at Russian positions. He says he was sent by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The president instructed Moscow to close this Luhansk section, so there is a large work front, about 250 kilometers there. Thousands of people from Moscow are hard at work now. They see that the amount of work is huge.
Mr. Sobyanin inspected the work of Russian engineers sent to the front line. He was shown around the fortifications, tunnels, and bunkers, which are mostly populated by newly mobilized servicemen. Meanwhile, United States National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is supportive of the European Union deal for a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil.
Frankly, we think that the $60 per barrel is appropriate, and we think it will have that effect. This is about balance, Andrea. It was never about not having any Russian oil on the market. It was about balancing supply and demand, but also balancing the need to limit Mr. Putin's ability to profit. And again, we think that $60 per barrel will do that. We're supportive of that.
The cap is a key part of Western sanctions on Russia, aimed at reordering the global oil market to prevent price spikes and starving President Vladimir Putin of funding for his war in Ukraine. The decision must still be officially approved with a written procedure, but is expected to go through. Mr. Kirby also said U.S. President Joe Biden is willing to meet with President Putin.
He said if Mr. Putin's ready to end the war in Ukraine, you know, he'd be prepared to speak with him. But he also said clearly that Mr. Putin is showing absolutely no signs of that. So again, our focus is going to be on making sure we're working with allies and partners to not only hold Russia accountable, but also to continue to support Ukraine on the battlefield as they defend themselves and trying to mitigate the impacts of Putin's war on the rest of the world, as we think this price cap will do.
In Ukraine's Kharkiv region, fragments of Russian missiles and other munitions are being stored at an undisclosed location to be later used as evidence for forensic experts and international courts. Dmitry Chubenko from the Kharkiv prosecutor's office says the missiles had targeted civilians.
In total, there are more than 1,000 missiles on this site. Their total cost is more than $100 million. There are some cruise missiles, such as Iskander, Kalibr, X-101, but mostly these are MLRS systems such as Smerch, Uragan, and Grad-BM-21. These were used to shell the civilian infrastructure of Kharkiv, in particular, northern Saltivka, apartment buildings, hospitals, schools, and other civilian infrastructure.
In turn, several Ukrainian fired shells hit downtown Donetsk on Friday, damaging shops. Russian installed leader of Donetsk, Denis Pushlin, says Ukraine is targeting civilians.
How can I assess it? They are not people. They hit a place where people gather on Friday evening. There are no military objects here. There's shop, a bus stop. It's the center of the city. So I cannot say anything decent about those crooks. There was no military reason for it.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met and given out awards to some of the Ukrainian prisoners of war who had returned from Russian captivity as part of a prisoner swap. Mr. Zelensky says all prisoners of war must be returned.
A total of 1,331 is already free, but we must return all our heroes who were captured by the enemy, all those who were deported, who were subjected to repression, and who are kept in various isolation spots in Russia and in the temporarily occupied cities of our state.
Ukrainian embassies and consulates in six European countries have received packages containing animals' eyes in recent days. Foreign Ministry spokesman Oleh Nikolenko wrote on Facebook that the bloody parcels were received by the Ukrainian embassies in Hungary, the Netherlands, Poland, Croatia, and Italy, as well as by consulates in Naples, Italy, Krakow, Poland, and the Czech city of Brno. In Spain, police have cordoned off the area surrounding the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid after it also received a bloody package similar to the others. The incident follows the reception of 6 letter bombs sent in the past week to addresses in Spain, including Ukraine's embassy in Madrid, as well as the U.S. embassy there. Assam al-Gharib, SBS News.